Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 646 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I am joined via Skype by Pop. Scott Stewart is joining me today, who I affectionately call Pop because he played my father in a show, so he is evermore known as Pop to me. So we're going to talk a little Neil Sedaka. We're going to talk about Scott's role in Breaking Up is Hard to Do, which is happening out at Chaffin's Barn Theater. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Do you like what you hear? You got a thought about it? You want to express that thought? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, let's get on with the interview.
Credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I am joined by Pop. Pop is Scott Stewart, actor. For those that aren't familiar with why I call Scott Stewart Pop, it's because he was my pop in a show all these many moons ago. And since then, he will always and forever be Pop. So welcome, Pop. How are you?
Boy, it's good to be here with you.
So you were out at Chaffin's Barn, and you're doing a little Neil Sedaka, right? Breaking Up is Hard
I
to
am.
Do.
That's it.
So
it's
who are you in the storyline?
I play an old Borscht Belt comic.
Oh.
And I have been there forever is the joke, and so they make fun of me just because of my age, and I tell lots of good corny jokes like one would expect to find in the Catskills back in the 1960s.
Well, what is the example of a joke you tell?
Well, he starts off, he goes, "Hey, I've been a bachelor all my life, so what do I know?" It's like I always said, man is not complete until he's married, and then he's finished. And of course, there's a drummer on stage to give me a nice little rim shot with each of those corny jokes as they progress through the show.
Cool. Sounds like it's a fun time. Now, is this music inspired by Neil Sedaka, or is this Neil Sedaka songs fit to a narrative?
It's that second one. They took several of his songs and used them in telling the story of what happens at Esther's retreat, Esther's paradise, at a retreat there in the Catskills. And so the stories, you know, help sort of tell the tale is what's going on. You know, it's not a biopic kind of thing about the life of Neil Sedaka. I mean, he's not even mentioned at all. It's just using his words, his tunes, to tell the story of these six people at Esther's in the Catskills.
And I'm assuming, what, this is set in the early 60s, late 50s?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Was there a song that you went, oh, crap, I forgot that was a Neil Sedaka song?
Well, the first one that hit me was Solitaire. which I only knew it from Karen Carpenter singing it. So I always thought it was a Carpenter song. And then found out, nope, Neil Sedaka wrote it. And our music director is Raleigh Maines, who knows tons of music stuff. And he was talking about how prolific a writer he was, because we discussed how my first intro to Neil Sedaka was Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille. And in the fade out of that song, as they're singing it, they sing the line, Sedaka is back. And I think it was probably Casey Kasem on the Top 40. Illuminated all of us kids listening to our stereos back then that was a reference to Neil Sedaka, and that he had written a song and had written a bunch of songs in the decades prior and was making a comeback, which he did. And, I think he even wrote Muskrat Love, which is another big song for the Captain and Tennille. So, I was amazed to find out the guy wrote a lot of music.
So what are some of the hits that are featured in this? Do you know two or three that if you were going to say, hey, you're a Sedaka fan, guess what? This song X is in this show.
Probably one of the big ones is Laughter in the Rain. Ooh, I feel laughter in the rain. Mm-hmm. And Where the Boys Are is another song that was a Connie Francis hit, but it was another Neil Sedaka song. Trying to think what some other hits would be. I mean, it lets you know a lot of his stuff. I mean, because it kind of goes into the vault, I think, to pull out some of his tunes. Mm. But those that I mentioned that you would know right off the bat, and some that you'll hear and you go, oh, I didn't know he wrote that.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense now.
Same.
So does your character have a song to sing, or does he kind of ensemble?
I get to sing along on a Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, one of the opening number, and then I do a sort of a lounge version of it later in the show as my heart is starting to take hold of me and I'm falling in love with the owner of the retreat, Esther. And then I say a duet with the lead guy in the show, well, the lead lounge singer of the show, of the retreat, named Del Delmonico. And we duet on a Happy Birthday Sweet 16, where we get to pull some lucky audience member up on stage.
Ooh.
And we sing that to her each night.
Wow.
And that's always interesting when you're pulling somebody up, because some of them are happy to be up there. Some of them really don't want to be up there, but I think all of them by the end are having a good time because they just get to sit there. While one good looking guy and then me sing to her.
So is it a spur of the moment partner pickup, or do you guys pre-plan?
We only pre-plan in that the area or the table that one of the actors, Gabe, goes to and selects somebody.
Mm.
So he just goes to a certain table because it's been lit and finds a lady who we can coax to get up and come up on stage with us. So, yeah, I know at least one performance he's had to move over one table because there was nobody at that table that would be willing to come up or was able to. And it has to be a woman. So I think one time it was several gents sitting down there.
Ah.
So that's another fun part of me. And we kind of know, the house will let us know, hey, there's nobody at this table, so go to a different table to find, because there's two places in the show where we sort of interact directly with an audience member. And we kind of like to have somebody there. And it needs to be a certain gender, so we sometimes have to switch tables. If no men are where they need to be, or no women are where they need to be.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. So, what has been the challenge for you in this production, or what's been your kind of that's cool. Have you had one of those moments?
Well, I had to relearn to juggle. I hadn't done it in a couple of decades, so. Learning to juggle again was fun. I was like, hey, I can still do that. And some yo-yo tricks. Cause he is, a comic that sort of uses all kind of little hack things, and getting to sort of get in touch with that inner comic that I used to do. I did some stand up back when I was in college. And so it's fun to sort of do that kind of stuff again in a smaller way.
So what is a moment other than that involves your character that you think is really cool?
That involves my character?
No, other than like, if you were going to say to your friends, hey, come see this show, I'm in it, but you should really look for this, and it doesn't necessarily have to involve your character, what would that be?
I think one of my favorite parts, there's a Curtis Reed is in it and choreographed it as well. And there is a number where he and Melissa Salingo are doing this dance number, and they do a hilarious spoof of the Dirty Dancing bit, the famous little dance scene in that, and it cracks me up every night in the audience too. You can hear them just laughing as they they attempt to do it and attempt badly to do it. So it's very funny.
So is she trying to lift Curtis, or is he trying to lift her?
He's trying to lift her, and it takes him a couple of tries to get it right. So that's what they play for the comedy of it. It's very funny.
So it's out at Chavin's Bar, and how long do you run?
We have this weekend and one more weekend. So tonight, a Friday night and Saturday night, and then next weekend we'll be doing a Thursday matinee, a Friday night, and a Saturday night.
Cool. So you've obviously opened and been open for a couple of weeks. How are the crowds reacting?
It's fun. You can definitely tell when it's an older crowd, they can relate more to the story. But, well, that's not entirely true. I mean, it's a love story, a couple of different love stories going on, and everybody can relate to that. But the setting of the Catskills in the 60s, our older crowd definitely relate more. Most of them know Neil Sedaka's songs, so they can relate to that. But they're all such really fun tunes. I don't think that anybody has not enjoyed the music in it. It's sort of a corny show in a way, but it's very sweet. And it's been a whole lot of fun to perform. And it's fun to hear the audience reaction, because one of the characters has this arc where everybody loves him at the top. But by the end, you realize, I don't really like that guy. And the audience is often very vocal about how much they don't like him.
It's not Gabe, is it?
No, it's not Gabe.
Okay. Because he had to do that in Southern Fried, and I didn't know if his psyche could handle that for another show and worry about his personal well-being.
No, he is well-loved the entire show. It just gets even more so by the end.
Cool,
but
cool.
Yeah, the audiences, we've had good houses, and they all seem to really enjoy it a lot.
Do they sing along?
Some people have. Some people have. It's especially fun as an actor, you know, when you hear some of that, it's kind of fun. But then mostly when you just hear their audible reactions to some of the stuff going on stage, you know, they're really with you.
Right.
There's a part where I have to sing sort of a sad song about hiding behind a clown, being the clown always. And I often hear, aww. Come somebody in the audience, I know I've got them by then. So. And then it's going to pay off at the end of the show.
It's not Tears of a Clown. That was Smokey Robinson, but I don't know if Neil Sedaka.
Yeah. not that one.
Well, cool. So we've got, as we record this, two more weekends, but as this goes live, we'll have one more weekend because this will be going live this coming Monday. So cool. And tickets are at ChavinsBarnTheater.com. Who is, other than you, of course, what has been the most surprising thing or surprising performance in this production? And we all love everybody, and it's not a disparaging comment on anyone.
No, yeah, because Vicky White is plays my love interest and the owner of the resort, and she's hilarious in every role I've seen her do. And it's always fun watching her process as she gets to where she's going with the character. So, and Jenny Norris is sort of the ditzy friend of the love girl, Melissa Salingo. You know, I've not worked with Cersei before, he plays Del Delmonico, sort of the lounge singer lead guy. And I've really enjoyed watching this kid. He's just a junior at Belmont, but he's really talented in what he does. And of course, Curtis playing Gabe and choreographing. I guess my most fun has been watching Melissa, you know, play this sort of little mousy girl who's very timid, but she can break your heart with a song. So I've really enjoyed watching her.
Well, cool. And again, tickets will be at chaffinsbarntheater.com. Well, thanks, man.
Hey, you're very welcome. I appreciate you letting us talk about the show.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So that is it. I'd like to thank Pop, Scott Stewart, for stopping by today via Skype to talk about Neil Sedaka and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, which is the current offer from Chaffin's Barn Theater. Of course, ticket information we talked about in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll be up to, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.